forget to say the line.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Time out means just long enough to enjoy a cigarette.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter overnight writes, "I won the election." Former President Obama says about President Trump calling the election rigged.
It is one more step in delegitimizing not just the incoming Biden administration, but democracy generally. And that's a dangerous path.
The former president there on CBS Sunday Morning. 1 million Americans have tested positive for coronavirus in the last week. 70,000 are hospitalized. Washington State Governor Jay Inslee announces new restrictions.
Restaurants and bars are closed for indoor service.
Retail there is limited to 25% capacity. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is shutting down indoor dining, casinos, and movie theaters for at least the next 3 weeks, and students will stay home.
If you are considering spending Thanksgiving with people outside of your household, I urge you to reconsider.
COVID-19 hospitalizations in Michigan have doubled in the last 2 weeks. America's listening to Fox News.
My tomatoes grew a foot during that Fox News cast. Welcome to the Williams Wake Up on Monday morning.
Wake your butt up!
DayQuil. Now there's something for 2020. It's YearQuil. Vicks Van Wrinkle Pharmaceuticals introduces the first sleep aid that knocks you out for months at a time. You'll hibernate through the rest of the year and wake up in 2021, ready to face whatever the hell is happening. But at least you won't have to be awake and deal with the coronavirus, the election, or anything else during this terrible time. YearQuil. And coming soon, DecadeQuil. So you can snooze and hopefully wake up in 10 years and get back to normal.
Sleep.
Why are you so grumpy grouchy?
Why are you so grumpy? Come on!
You know why.
He took away my radio station.
Wrong! Wrong! We're all still here.
So where's this radio?
Turn it on. See if it works.
We interrupt this program to give you a bulletin.
Thanks for tuning in, broadcasting live.
For your entertainment and amusement.
It can't beat that, can you?
It's showtime!
Showtime!
I was in a good mood until I heard that Fox News cast. I'm going to start playing them at, like, this level of volume.
That sounds good. That's perfect.
Because we're getting abundant complaints from listeners. They want it gone. And
yeah, but
there's
of what's available, they are the most acceptable.
Isn't that
that's
frightening?
Disturbing.
Oh, very disturbing. It is. Really, I mean, have you been outside yet?
It's a bit nippy out. I mean nippy out.
Funny, I started my morning off, and background noise, Sundance was running European Vacation, which isn't a particularly great Griswoldian movie, but it was enough to keep me amused getting the day started.
I had Christmas music on in the middle of the night. Choirs singing Christmas
music. We had Christmas music on yesterday, and we actually put our big tree up yesterday.
Is that right? I saw the neighbors across the street put up the outside decorations. Happening earlier this year, and understandably so.
Well, I mean, one up both of you, but I'm putting up my gumdrop factory today.
All right.
Okay. Sounds good.
So there.
I'm the only one in this group that has a gumdrop factory. It's a beautiful little house with lights, and it's got a conveyor belt, and the gumdrops come along.
So we get to sample the gumdrops?
No, they're...
they're not edible.
They're little lights, look like
they
gumdrops.
They look like gumdrops. Yeah, there you go.
Illuminated gumdrops. And I got it. It was something I found at Cracker Barrel about 14 years ago. Gave it as a gift. And then my friend was actually the Swami, was looking to clear some space. And says, I know you love this as much as we do, so I want you to have it.
Oh, there you go.
And I cried.
Aww.
She gave it back to me last Christmas, and I was like, wow. Because so I like those little things. 6:11.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
So I kind of misjudged what to wear this morning. I have on a heavy, long-sleeve heavy shirt. It's just heavy. And I thought, nah, I can get by with this. I'm just going to go to the car and go into the station and maybe take Chase for a little walk. Later in the morning. I'm underdressed. We're in the upper 30s. It's a little colder than I expected. And today, sunshine, blue skies, pleasantly cool, high 66. Clear cold tonight. Overnight low temperature 40 by dawn. Upper 60s tomorrow. More sun. Mid 60s on Wednesday. A couple of the coldest mornings will be in the upper 30s again on Wednesday and Thursday morning. A warming trend begins on Friday back into the 70s, and that continues through the upcoming weekend. No rain. Here we are in a very active month of November, and we're at 0.05 on the rainfall. Wow. And six more days with no rain. Right now, this morning, we have clear skies. Temperature is 38, 612.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
I don't know the name of the individual, but somebody at Waffle House decided it would be a good idea if they had their own brand of beer that they could serve in their restaurant.
In Waffle House?
In Waffle House.
Well,
yes.
A lot of people who arrive at Waffle House at 3 a.m. have probably had
many beers.
Plenty.
Here's some more.
First, Waffle House offered bacon-flavored beer. And now they're taking things to a whole new level. Introducing Waffle House scented COVID masks. Now when you put your mask on to go out, you'll be grinning like a possum eating a sweet potato. It's like you walked into a Waffle House with your choice of aromas. Like a side of waffles, bowl of grits, biscuits and gravy sausage, or a side of hash browns scattered all the way.
I just love my Waffle House COVID mask. When I put it on, I feel like I could eat the north end of a South Bend polecat.
They even offer the scent of a trucker with chewing tobacco hopped up on speed who hadn't showered in 3 days.
Don't that just deal your pickles?
Waffle House scented COVID masks. Order yours smothered and covered today.
Smothered and covered.
Speaking of COVID, what a weekend we had at our house.
Yes.
My poor stepson, not once, twice to the ER, Saturday and yesterday. First one was, we were very concerned about the possibility of COVID.
Because of fever and stuff?
Yeah, symptoms. And then... and then back again last night for something, and it's like, whoa. Can it get any more 2020 than that?
This is 2020.
And supposedly they were, the Saturday night, it wasn't too packed at Baptist East. Right. But as time passed, they were putting beds up in the hallways.
Well, Saturday night is,
I don't know if it's the gunshot wounds or more people with COVID symptoms. It seems to be making...
Probably both.
Come back.
Probably both.
And then at the end of this break, you'll see that Dr. Fauci not only has recommended we cancel Thanksgiving, but Christmas too.
I got news for him. These people are sick of it. I think it was the Chicago mayor that said Thanksgiving and stuff was canceled. Yeah. And she's finding out how well that's not going.
No, people are going. I mean, I know people who are just doing their regular thing on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So one day, what are you going to have the Thanksgiving police out there in Chicago? How many people were shot and killed there? This weekend. But they're going to make sure that you don't have, you know, they're going to do your guest count and everything else. Anybody smell 30s Germany here? I do. Big time. Heading to Infusion today. Now that I have been diligent with my bike riding regimen.
Yesterday. Yeah, you were doing that.
Yes. And it feels great. And to help that along, I'm going to continue doing CryoSkin 3.0, which is a technology that helps you lose that subcutaneous fat that's very hard to get rid of the older you get. Not that I'm old, you understand?
No.
You whippersnappers, I want you to know that this old, what is Norm MacDonald calling it? This old chunk of coal. This old chunk of coal still got a ways to go yet, but it's great to get a little assist from nature when nature stops helping you. And that's around age 40, kids. You'll find that out soon enough. That's why another way you can help yourself lose weight, get into shape, is try the IV vitamin therapy, one of which is built around amino acids that help stimulate your metabolism, which basically, give or take, right around the age of 40 says,
that's it, I'm out of here.
So it's all about all the help you can give it. It's all natural. It's all science, and it all works. They can, if you're feeling sluggish, depleted, infusion can help build up your strength, give you more energy. If you're suffering from some kind of chronic pain, I'm riding my bike basically because I did the laser therapy. I've got a torn ACL in my left knee. It's a minor tear, but it's enough. And the laser helped that heal. So I feel no pain whatsoever when I'm riding the bike in third gear up, you know.
Oh, you got
nonstop.
He's got the gears. How many gears you got?
Five.
Okay. So it's
good.
Five speed.
That's good.
All right.
Still figuring out. Yeah. But you get a better burn on your thighs at three.
I'm doing the cryo skin on Wednesday, too. So.
See, these things work. They're fast and effective. And if you have questions, call Ryan and Lori at 296-1662 a little bit later this morning. Right now, you can visit them online at infusioncryoandlaser.com. Today is National Fast Food Day.
Mm-hmm.
That's one reason why many people go to Infusion, so that they can burn off the fast food. Excuse me, did I say fat?
What a Freudian slip that was.
Yes, and so far nobody's cared enough to, what is this? Why are we getting an info thing? Oh, I see what happened. Okay, I've got to edit my post.
What is it making you do?
Well, it used to be, let me get rid of this. It used to be all you had to do was type the web address. It would display the website you want. Now, if you go back and then remove the web address because what you want is displaying, it cuts it off. It's a step back.
Do you love the new Facebook? Jeez, I think it sucks. I was the last person that they finally just shut it off, you know, where you could go back. They just finally.
I don't know what's going on, but in the last couple of weeks, I've added like 200 followers. I mean, I'm not in Rich Thomas Terry. I don't have like 45,000, you know, followers. But
it's the weather, man.
Hey, it's not bad for a local hawk show toast.
Yeah, I think it's great.
6:20. Here's your local news. The weather's so good.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now releasing the number of confirmed coronavirus cases in each school system. This new dashboard will allow school nurses to update the number of reported COVID cases within a school system on a weekly basis. Prattville police have arrested a man following a double shooting. Authorities say Sir James Raby shot two people at the Brentwood Landing Apartments on Covered Bridge Parkway Sunday. Police say one man died at the scene. The second victim was taken to the hospital with injuries. and no arrests after a shooting in the parking lot of Eastdale Mall Saturday afternoon. Montgomery police tell us a man has non-life-threatening injuries after the shooting. Police also say that two cars were damaged. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everyone covered on your Christmas list. Blessings has a great selection of Christian books and supplies, including beautiful Bibles, and engraving is free. Blessings is now offering shopping by appointment before or after hours, or you can utilize their curbside pickup option. Come get your Christmas shopping wrapped up at Blessings and even wrapped for free. Blessings, a Christian store at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook or online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner for your business, printing brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and even custom wedding announcements. No job is too big or too small for Laser Copy, whether it be printing or shipping. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages, and they accept returns. Laser Copy can mail all your Christmas packages and deliver them safely. Laser Copy can create custom Christmas cards for your business and family. Visit them at lasercopyinc.com.
Located at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Don't give Grandma COVID on Thanksgiving. Spend the week before in quarantine. Mask your face between the bites of turkey with fewer than 10 of your family. We're under COVID restrictions, and none of us want to go. But then my grandmother insisted, though the governor said we should stay at home. But my grandma says ignore it, and a mask she'll never wear. Now I'm scared by Christmas morning, she'll be admitted to intensive care.
Intensive care!
Don't give grandma COVID on Thanksgiving. Make sure all the surfaces are clean. Better keep 6 feet of social distance, or by Christmas she'll be 6 feet deep.
News Talk 93.1 of MWACV. We are waiting to make our television connection. When I am, I did post the story about Dr. Fauci canceling everything. Yeah. Oh, and even after the vaccine is distributed.
Oh, really?
Still wants us to wear masks and social distance.
He'd be really pleasant to be around during the holidays.
I'm America's national menace. I've changed my mind about everything. I've been wrong about everything, and I'm still wrong.
The thing about it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hi, thank you. Don't mute me, Greg.
I didn't. That's no, four buttons.
What gets me is, you know, it's four buttons. Come on, you got this. You know, the thing about this is I'm like, okay, practice just normal hygiene practices, people. Why do we have to wear a mask everywhere we go? Why is my question.
The filthiest country on the planet is India, and they have the lowest COVID incidence.
Yeah.
Because you have to have a strong immune system.
Well, that's what it is.
And they can't install that. You got to grow it.
Starting your day the right way with Rising.
Here we go. A new poll found that the average American has rewatched 14 movies and 30 TV episodes since the COVID-19 pandemic began. There's a lot to talk about with this. Want to check in with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, everybody.
Hey. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Jurassic Park, I do tend to watch that whenever it's on.
Yeah, there's some where you might surf into it. Like this morning, getting ready, it's 2 o'clock, and I had left Sundance Channel on.
And what were they running?
No, it just sounds funny, Sundance. It's, and Griswold's European Vacation was on, so that made good... you know, kind of background.
In the background stuff.
I didn't have to sit there and watch it, but it was good background entertainment.
I agree with something you said during the break, Ryan. You said, you know, I don't think of Die Hard as a Christmas movie. Come on, let's get the whole family together.
Die Hard 2 is much more festive.
Yeah.
You know, because there's decorations, there's snow,
right,
and you know, a lot of murder and everything else going on. And planes crashing.
I found in the pandemic, I've watched and rewatched more, you know, Disney movies than anything because I'm like, I want something that's...
It's easy.
It's easy, but yet it's not too hard. And
Disney movies make you cry.
Well, no, not really.
Yeah, oh, they all I think do. A lot of people are saying that because you had that free subscription to Disney Plus.
I never used...
capitalize on all this extra time.
I never used Disney Plus. Never subscribed to it whatsoever.
And now they're sending out the reminders that your free trial is about to expire.
Right. Yeah.
Ain't happening. I got so many things...
Mine, so...
I can't believe you've never seen Indiana Jones.
Not the first one.
You saw the worst one of all, the Crystal Ball.
Well, that way, because I hadn't seen the others, I didn't know how bad it was.
Oh, okay. Well,
which is always good.
How are you an American and not seen Indiana Jones?
Even I've seen
You
want to
see my
Jones,
tattoos? I'll show you I'm an American. There's a tattoo of an eagle disguised as a goose.
Disguises the goose.
You and I talked about it. I've never seen
it. I was saying during the commercial, like, Forrest Gump is one, if I find it's on, I just stay on it.
I've never seen Forrest Gump all the way through.
No offense to anybody. I can't watch. Tom Hanks is in every movie that was ever made. Yesterday, lip diddling time, right? I left the TV. I forget. It was on your sister's station, MeTV. And Happy Days. I hadn't seen Happy Days in like 30 years. And guess who's on Happy Days? Tom Hanks.
Oh, no.
Playing some guy that became a black belt in karate so he could go back and beat up Fonz.
Yeah.
So you can't get away from this
guy. I know every quote from Forrest Gump, but I've never seen the movie.
Yeah, I keep those handy. They
I've
come
got
in handy
one better.
The show.
All right, what? Which
I've
one?
Met Winston Groom, the guy.
Stupid does,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
The guy that wrote Forrest Gump.
Oh, that's right. He is from Alabama.
Has a full copy of his autographed book, nice. Forrest Gump. It's
and
nothing
the book,
like the movie.
The book is very
nothing
different.
Like the movie. Yeah.
What about you, Jay?
Hey, Jay, welcome back.
Good morning, Jay.
Yeah, Jay's back.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
No, I've seen pretty much all the movies on that list. And I do consider Die Hard a Christmas movie.
No.
It takes place in Christmas, during Christmas.
Yeah,
there are Christmas
so
things. Yeah. Well,
so does Lethal Weapon then.
And that, I consider that a Christmas movie then. Now, it's different though if it's one of those movies that has, that goes through like a whole lifespan or a year or something and there's Christmas like within it. That's different. But when it takes place during Christmas. Christmas movie.
Okay. By the way, I never watched The Office while it was an active series.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter got me into it, and the first 9 seasons of that show are incredibly rewatchable.
Well, during the pandemic, a lot of people rewatched a lot of those shows, binge watching. Game of Thrones, I'm not sure. Seinfeld, yes, but Game of Thrones, I don't know.
That's too hard. Game of Thrones is too hard.
It's right.
It's too complicated.
There's a lot of characters.
There's too many Voldemorts.
I love Lucy.
Yes.
Who doesn't love Lucy?
Ricky, he won't let her be in the show.
But you know what? Every once in a while, the man has to put his foot down.
Wow.
On the wife.
Friends makes me
and
a little.
You can send complaints too.
I'm speaking in character on the team. You see what I mean? Because it was different then. It was 60 years ago when that show.
Friends
ran.
Makes me.
I wasn't
a
even alive.
Now it's getting old.
Friends could be around for 100 years. Those people all annoy me. Jennifer Aniston and the rest of them.
And the rest of them.
Yeah.
You're just really searching for some hate mail this morning, Greg.
272-9228. Give me a call.
Well, on that note, we don't even have to put it on the bottom of the screen. You guys have a great Monday.
We will check
in with you tomorrow morning.
See you.
Thanks.
That's 272.
To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Nobody's going to call.
You never know.
Did I say anything that bad?
No.
They're just giving you a hard time.
Okay.
They're pulling your chain.
Well, I can tell from the smile on
him. Right,
Ryan's being Ryan.
Well, I love, that he repeated the number. That was very funny.
Yeah.
I just came across this on some phone feed. SNL star Julia Sweeney still feels terrible about breaking character in the sketch with Phil Hartman and Chris Farley, Christina Applegate. It's the one where he's the motivational speaker.
Oh, yeah. Going to amount to Jack Squat!
How could anybody stay in character with him doing that?
No.
I mean, 5 feet away.
I used to love the Carol Burnett show when the three of them would break up you know,
especially Tim Conway. He seemed to be determined to crack up his crewmates. Hey, guess what we got coming up?
What?
Timeline.
Was breakfast all right?
Breakfast was awesome.
Great. I just sent it to you, by the way. We did it on TV, and I've also posted it in two places. So,
you know that Ham was lightly basted in honey and brown sugar.
Oh my gosh!
It tasted delicious.
I arched it up a little bit by putting the two eggs over easy on top of the ham steak.
Ah,
to make it a little more artsy, it came out.
Great. I know you managed to stage the photos beautifully. Coming up, we'll have our Baumhauer's Almost Dr. Bob.
Dr. B.
Daily Burger Double.
Something.
Doctor of the Day. I'll pull it up and look at it. Next, 6:31. Timeline.
Montgomery Skywatch with your latest update. We have a little bit of congestion now on East Boulevard between Atlanta Highway and I-85. Seeing some incoming traffic on Troy Highway this morning and also on the 31s out of Wetumpka and out of Prattville. Buckle up, drive carefully. No accidents into us so far this morning. But if you'll keep it here, we'll keep you updated if anything happens. Haynes Ambulance, there for you and your family 24 hours a day, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, there when you need them most. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Metro Fitness has been voted the best health club in Montgomery again this year. We're inviting you to see why. 55 group fitness classes a week, an indoor track, functional fitness zone, plus your traditional cardio and your weight room. All this for one price under one roof. Different membership options are available. Come try us out and receive 7 days free. MetroFitness.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and COVID-19 has taken us all out of our comfort zone, but I've continued to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting, and I've seen results during this time. So I recommend you advertise with Blue Water, too.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
I'll just call you a cab.
I was hoping you'd be.
You can wait out by the curb.
Maybe I'll stay.
You already said no, I've called that cab.
My mother won't need to worry.
Here is your coat and gloves.
My father is out of town.
Let's just listen for the horn.
There is no need for me to scurry.
I really wish that cab would hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
You can take it to go.
I really don't
it's
mind.
Not really that bad out there.
So what would you think?
Wait, I thought you already said no.
I've changed my mind.
What, are you still here now?
I don't need to go.
Oh, here's your hat. You don't need to dwell.
No need to say no, no, no.
I'd really like you to go.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
Can you wait outside for your ride?
I really can stay.
I think we settled that.
Baby, it's cold out.
to go.
Hey, wait,
you
doing?
Come on, here you go. Oh, you're going. There you go. Oh, there's your cab.
Well, it is cold outside this morning, too. Temperatures in the 40s. But right now at 6:35 with the timeline for November the 16th is your host, Rich Thomas.
That would be the 321st day of the year with 45 days now remaining before this lovely year comes to an end.
Rear.
I only wrote down one of these national days. We mentioned it already. It's National Fast Food Day. You know, I wish they'd bring back the that Big Mac thing that we like, the larger Big Mac.
The Grand Mac.
Yeah.
See, now that I'm riding my bike,
that would be nice.
I can do that and not feel guilty.
On this date in 1907, Oklahoma enters the Union, the Indian Territory, formerly called Indian Territory. They entered as the 46th state. On this date in 1945, in a move that stirred some controversy, the U.S. ships 88 German scientists to America to assist the nation in its production of rocket technology. It was a good move.
It was.
They were ahead of us. 1959, The Sound of Music premieres on Broadway. 66, Dateline Cleveland, Ohio, Dr. Samuel Shepard acquitted in his second trial on charges of murdering his pregnant wife in 1954 in suburban Bay Village next to the hospital in that big house on the lake. His case is what inspired the classic Harrison Ford movie, The Fugitive, and a pretty big deal 1963 TV series as well. On this date in 74, John Lennon was number one on the U.S. singles charts with Whatever Gets You Through the Night. He had made a kind of a deal with Elton John that if the song ever reached number one, Lennon would have to appear live on stage with Elton. All right, because Elton played on the session, Whatever Gets You Through the Night, and Lennon kept his deal. He appeared live with Elton John. On this date in 87, Lisa Bonet marries Lenny Kravitz on her 20th birthday. Zoe Kravitz was the result. They divorced in 93. 1990, the first Home Alone was released. I've seen Home Alone 2 so far this season. Sorry. On this date in 2004, George W. Bush picked Condoleezza Rice. Sounds like a type of rice, doesn't it?
Yes. Bring me the Condoleezza, please.
To succeed Colin Powell as Secretary of State. 2010, Prince William announced he was engaged to Kate Middleton. He gave her the same sapphire and diamond ring that Father Prince Charles had given to his mother, Princess Diana. 10 years ago today in 2010, the Beatles catalog was finally made available on iTunes, which was huge because until that time, it was impossible to find Beatles music online. In fact, that leads us to our song of the day. Who could ever say what their favorite song is? And, you know, it kind of depends on the mood of the moment. Well, this is certainly on my upper list of all-time favorites. Played at more weddings, perhaps, than any other song. Album Rubber Soul. John wrote this, Beatles, In My Life.
There are places I remember.
Means a lot to you too.
That was the daddy and daughter dance.
Oh gosh, great song. In My Life, Rubber Soul. 2015, the largest diamond discovered in more than a century, 1111 carat stone. Wow, found in a mine in Botswana. Birthdays today. One of your favorites, Pete Davidson, 27 today. SNL comedian.
Yeah, he's my favorite actor.
That pin-up in your bedroom is really nice.
Hey.
Lisa Bonet is 53. She was Denise Huxtable on the Cosby Show. Dwight Gooden is 56, retired baseball pitcher. Terry Labonte, a NASCAR commentator, is 64 today. David Leisure, you know him better as Joe Isuzu, is 70 today. We are 10 days away from Thanksgiving. 10 days away.
Golly,
and according to Dr. Fauci,
It doesn't matter.
Dooms.
Stop counting down to Thanksgiving. There's no Thanksgiving.
All right. We're 12 days away from the Iron Bowl. There will be an Iron Bowl, we hope.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That may be wishful thinking.
That's good point. And 39 days till Christmas, Santa. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Now, it's time for the Almost Dr. Bob Baumhauer Wing Fingers Dr. B Burger Daily Double of the Day.
I am so excited.
Get on with it.
Yes.
Here's the name of today's Wing Fingers Daily Double Doctor.
And remember, I will need this answer in the form of a question when I ask for it this afternoon between 3 and 7. Who is today's Dr. B Daily Double Doctor? Are you ready for this one?
I'm ready.
Ready?
Doctor My Eyes.
Oh!
My Eyes.
Jackson Brown, 1972.
That's right. Yeah. So, this afternoon, sometime between 3 and 6, I'll ask you to be caller 7-272-9228.
What is Doctor My Eyes?
Say,
what is, right?
Yeah, what is or who is Doctor My Eyes?
Okay.
There's probably a Doctor My Eyes somewhere in the world.
Probably.
Phonetical spelling, at least. That's today's Doctor, almost Dr. Bob Hummer, Dr. B. Burger, Doctor of the Day. It's
yes.
So easy. I love simple contests. Hey, that Dr. B. Burger is great. We're going to have a little passel of those here Friday afternoon at 3.
10-4.
Downstairs, of course. So
oh, yeah, sure. We don't need that here.
And everything. Okay, so Dr. My Eyes is your Dr. B Daily Double of the Burger.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
I mentioned this morning that I was a little underdressed on the going to the car this morning. I thought, no, I can handle this. It's in the upper 30s right now. Sunshine, blue skies. What a change from yesterday's 80 degrees. Today's high, 66. Clear, cold tonight. We'll be around 40 at this time tomorrow morning. Upper 60s Tuesday, more sun. Mid-60s Wednesday, still nice. A couple of more mornings in the upper 30s, I think, Wednesday and Thursday morning. A warming trend starts Friday, continues through the weekend, and no rain through Sunday. We're storm-free, and we're way behind on rainfall. Wow, for the month of November, only 0.05 so far. Right now this morning, clear skies, 38, 642.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. When there's a project to take on, you say bring it on. Just like Kubota equipment from Capital Tractor. An orange army of one with you in command, turning a big job into no big deal. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. Together we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
All right, at 18 before 7 o'clock, how many days till Christmas did you say? So we got 14 and 20,
39.
Yeah. They said in unison.
You're amazing. No, we said it here.
That's right. We're not on Univision. That means roughly over 5.5 weeks to get to Brian Jewelry and take care of that special somebody in your life. Maybe something they have. What they'll do is, okay, who are you shopping for? They'll ask probative questions, provide some detail, and then they can make suggestions based on their very competitively priced and vast inventory. However, they may also suggest, how about if we create something? I mean, they can make charms for bracelets, they can design necklaces, you name it. I mean, they can tweak a piece of jewelry that's in their inventory a certain way, if that's what does it. But and not only that, they can arrange an interest-free loan or layaway at Brian Jewelry as well. But however you want to work it, they're totally there to take good care of you. Qualified customers can get that 0% deal with Synchrony Bank like I did, because I had a lot going on. Marriage proposal, Christmas. That was a busy time, December of 2013. God, that's hard to believe. It was that long ago. For birthdays and other occasions, or even Christmas, you have the War Eagle Roll Tide showcases at Brian Jewelry. And that's the real deal. First-rate merchandise should be proud to give to the person that celebrates the greatest rivalry in sports when they're allowed to play. Lynn, Kenny, and that great team up there will take great care of you. Please stop by and visit them in a freestanding building, 1778 East Main, in the Preferred Community, where they have been now since Prattville was a tiny little town. Now, the thriving metropolis made by Montgomery that is today. BrianJewelry.com, their website. Visit that and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more just by joining their club. I am not replaying that Fox newscast. Rick Peters can turn me over his knee and paddle my rear end until the glows in the dark. I am not playing that.
That's a disturbing thought.
Once was enough, and I can't wait for 7 o'clock. At 6:45, here is another look at the roads. Then, the Cheap and Trash.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic seeing a lot of cars inbound now on 231 from Wetumpka. That's got the Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson very busy this morning. A lot of inbound traffic on Troy Highway and Highway 331 has East-South Boulevard beefed up a bit. And we've got a lot of cars on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery, but no accidents anywhere. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. The Toyota-thon underway now at Reinhart Toyota. There's a great selection of Toyotas just waiting for you. The Toyota-thon now at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
The holidays are coming. Is your home ready for family and friends? With Thanksgiving just ahead, make your home look great by calling Peaches and Clean. If your carpet hasn't been cleaned in a while, keep in mind, besides the dirt, they can trap odors that are apparent when your guests first walk in. And if you own those high-end area or oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them in their own climate-controlled rug room, and return them to you. And remember, Peaches and Clean also cleans tile and grout. They also provide care for hardwood and natural stone. And while they're doing your floors, Peaches and Clean can clean your upholstery too. You've seen the Peaches and Clean trucks all over your neighborhood, and now's the time to call and get your home looking great for holiday entertaining. So if you live in the River Region, Auburn and Opelika, or Lake Martin, call Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, then the letter N and the word clean.com.
There's no clean like Peaches and Clean.
PeachesandClean.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Liberty. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
As a minimalist, paying less for insurance is more.
Nice place. Is your house a bubble?
It's a dome. I find corners unnecessary.
At Liberty Mutual, that's how we feel about overpaying for insurance.
But I do miss having shelves.
What would you put on them?
Nothing, obviously.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now it's time for today's visit with a story lady.
Today's story is one that I call the Frog Prince, and it goes something like this. Once upon a time, in a kingdom far away, an evil witch put a curse on a handsome young prince and turned him into a frog, telling him that he would remain a frog until a beautiful princess came along and gave him a kiss. Many years passed, and then one day, a lovely princess was skipping gaily along in the garden of her castle near a pond. All of a sudden, she spied a frog on a lily pad. "Oh, what a cute little froggy," she exclaimed. And with that, she picked up the frog and gave it a kiss. Instantly, she got a whole bunch of warts on her lips.
Thank you, Story Lady. Be listening next time, boys and girls, when the Story Lady tells the heartwarming story of the St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
So they had the People's Choice Awards last night.
Oh, my God, who the hell cares?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know what they're celebrating. There hasn't been anything new in 9 months, whatever it's been. But here are the winners, all in a row, he said.
For Comedy Act of 2020,
Leslie Jones.
For the Country Artist of 2020, Blake Shelton.
For the Nighttime Talk Show of 2020.
The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. For the Daytime Talk Show of 2020, The Ellen DeGeneres Show.
Ellen.
The Comedy Movie Star of 2020,
Joey King.
The Comedy TV Star of 2020,
Sofia Vergara.
The Female Movie Star of 2020,
Tiffany Haddish.
For Female Star of 2020,
Ellen Pompeo.
For Best Drama TV Star of 2020,
Mandy Moore.
The Comedy Show of 2020, Never Have I Ever.
Right. Your 2020 People's Icon, Jennifer Lopez.
Your 2020 People's Champion, Tyler Perry, ladies and gentlemen.
What a bunch of crap.
Wow, that was pretty lame. But it was part of the news, so I had to put it on the radio.
A lot of those things I'm awards I'm even aware of.
And you pay attention to a much greater level than I do. I kind of look at what comes in, and but you see a lot. You are on top of it, as only you can be with 15 screens in your living room. We may be losing Tommy Lasagna soon.
Is he sick?
Yeah, he's in intensive care. Oh, 93.
Man. Yeah.
But so many great baseball memories. I love Tommy because he loves the game. Bleeds Dodger blue. It's hokey, but it counts for something. We used to embrace hokey.
How about the favor he did for a relative?
Drafting Mike Piazza right into the Hall of Fame there, Tommy.
What number draft?
He was drafted something like 560, the last guy taken.
Yeah.
The last guy. And I believe to this point, the only one from that whole class that made it to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, man, that's amazing.
Do you hear what the Marlins did over the weekend? They hired the first female general manager. I sure hope it works out better for the Marlins than it did when I worked for my first radio general mangler many years ago. Joanne Koblenz.
Ugh. I worked for
you two. You are a cold sore on the face of radio.
I've worked for two women that were news directors, and they were tougher than any other news directors that I've ever had. So
you think they were trying to... Look at our new sidekick there.
You know,
look at that brown boy.
You know what he's looking towards? 7 o'clock chickens.
Oh, 7 o'clock chickens.
7 o'clock. Will Muschamp fired over the weekend after a 63-14 loss to Arkansas over the weekend.
Was there a game? Who was he coaching?
South Carolina.
There were three SEC games.
That was it. Will Muschamp.
He took Steve Spurrier's place, right?
I think he took Spurrier's place, the old ball coach.
Wow. some of these guys come in with a lot of enthusiasm and pedigree, and then, you know, bye-bye. Marvel will not make a digital version of Chadwick Boseman for Black Panther 2.
Oh?
A movie that really hasn't even been planned yet, but they've at least gone that far. Let's see. The odds of Joe Rogan being named the new host of Jeopardy are pretty slim, it says. I hadn't heard his name on the rumor mill.
I hadn't either.
The most influential style icons in music history. Obviously, the Beatles. Got to be number one.
Right. They you would think. Yeah.
On this list. They, I mean, I still wear my hair long, and I give them full credit because they brought it in 60 years ago.
They changed the world.
Even though long hair has morphed into mullets and other objectionable styles, hey, whatever you, it's your hair, wear it the way you want. That's what I say. After that, it's kind of murky. Madonna was number four. And since I went to a show where she basically paraded around in her lingerie for an hour and a half, I think she deserves to be higher, ahead of the Ramones and Blondie. And the rest of these people, Kanye made the list. Snoop Dogg.
Hey, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. Look at that. Did you hear about the record-setting win in the Masters?
Yeah, from an Alabama fan. I don't know if he's from Alabama.
20 strokes under par.
Yeah.
Dustin Johnson.
And he's had some notable losses over the years. So it's just nice to see.
Tiger Woods was doing well, and then he shot a 10. So every golfer out there that's ever had a hole blow up on him and ended up at double digits, if it can happen to Tiger Woods, it's okay if it happens to you.
He shot a 10?
He, on one hole.
I didn't see that. That gets you out of the picture.
Oh, yeah, get that.
Appreciate it.
Look like a broadcaster.
This is a test.
Yeah, of the doggy broadcasting system. Please send me double prints. So anyway, but I have to ask a question.
Yes? What is it?
That's an interrogatory statement seeking information, but that's not important.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much, Rich.
I wonder if it's the same playing at a prestige tournament like the Masters when nobody's there. You know, it's got to be a very different thing to pull up a home stretch when you've got the fairway lined with people.
They address that. Not only the cheers for them, more importantly, the cheers they hear around the corner, knowing who that is.
Yes.
And knowing that it was a big deal.
But, I'm wondering, yeah. So, I mean, look, it's like the World Series. 60-game season. Everybody played under the same circumstances, so the winner is the winner.
Right.
So I don't want to diminish that, but I still think that may have made a difference. Ellen thanked her staff, putting on a big show. I'm really not as the awful bitch they make me out to be in these gossip stories. Prove it. Let's see. You know the movie Bad Boys, which if you can stand, Will Smith's so good. Martin Lawrence, I can't stand him. Was originally going to star John Lovitz and David Carvey. And the annual dead celebrity earning list is out. Michael Jackson, still number one, dead for 11 years, made $48 million last year. Dr. Seuss was number two.
The two of us are both alive. Didn't even scratch that
list. Even scratch it. Shame on us. Charles Schulz continues to stay in the top 10. He's made $32 million this past year. He's been gone since 2000, which means he's grossed almost $300 million.
That is gross.
Afterwards, Arnold Palmer, number four. He's been gone since 2016. He made $25 million. And Elvis has fallen down the list a little bit. He was at 23 this past year.
Prince still makes a lot of money.
See, Prince made $10 million okay. last year. As I say, John Lennon made $13
million. Uh-huh.
And Freddie Mercury did $9 million. He was number 11. George Harrison, $8.5 million. Marilyn Monroe, $8 million. She never made that kind of money while she was alive.
Now, that would be off of her likenesses? Or how?
Yeah, her image and all that. It's all